What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Matt Wolf, VP of Communications, Greater New Orleans, Inc., and we have some special guests for the second half of the 11 o'clock hour. Matt?
Yes. Well, today we've got David Garcia from Lincoln Avenue Communities and Randy Weish, who is the trustee for the Joe Yeager Estate. They're going to talk a lot about what they're doing with Plaza Tower.
This is awesome news. Welcome to both David Garcia and Randy Weish. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. And David, why don't we start with you? Tell us about where you guys are in this process and what's happening.
Sure, and thanks for having us on the call today. We formally went under contract on Plaza Tower in June of 2025. We immediately had concerns, as everyone else in the community does, about the structural integrity of the property. So we worked alongside Randy and the estate to engage one of the top forensic engineering, structural engineering companies in the country, which is SGH out of Boston, to kind of take a look at the building and give us a real assessment of the viability for getting it in a condition where it's safe and comfortable for individuals to be living there again. So we've been going back and forth with that engineering firm for the past couple weeks. They've come back to us, and the initial iterations weren't quite getting us where we were, but they've come up with a handful of structural fixes to the building, both at the foundation level and on the skin level, to get it to a point where it's exceeding building codes and will be comfortable for residents living on any floor of the building. And really from there, we spent time working through a design exercise and identifying a great local architect in GC that can help us really program the space and come up with initial cost estimates, because a project of this size is really a substantial endeavor. So we identified SU Dumez Ripple as our architect and Woodward as the general contractor. And, you know, Woodward did the Four Seasons building there in downtown as well. And then one of the other key roles that we needed to fill was identifying a historic consultant. So we have brought in Historic Heritage Consulting, who is one of the top historic consultants nationally. We're going to have to work closely with both the State Housing Preservation Office and with the National Park Service, because this is a historic building and any changes we do will have to get blessed on that side. So now that we've gone through that initial iteration, we have programming designed for kind of the different portions of the building, including kind of some ground floor retail, how we look at the separate annex, how we program the tower, and then really trying to have different and creative options for what we call the hat, which is the top three floors of the building. And from there, we're going through a pricing exercise with Woodward to kind of get a handle on overall construction and redevelopment costs for the building. And then really from there, it's a function of, even if all of those best case scenarios come through, we're still going to have a pretty sizable financing gap that is going to have to be filled through some combination of local, state, and federal funding options. So we're kind of going down those paths simultaneously to determine costs and determine how we can potentially fill that gap that will allow us to redevelop this into 300 plus units of senior Section 8 housing.
So how did, I guess the Section 8 senior housing units have some of the funding and the financing is the most attractive at the present time for elderly housing?
Yeah, it absolutely is from our standpoint. And you know, our background, we're Lincoln Avenue Communities. We're based in Los Angeles and have offices in New York and Denver and Minneapolis. We're one of the top workforce and affordable housing companies nationally. So really what we do is Section 8 and low-income housing tax credit redevelopment. So the primary components of this financing structure will include federal low-income housing tax credits, federal historic tax credits, state historic tax credits, permanent loan funds, and likely some combination of funds from city, state, and federal.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So to you, Randy, obviously this has been a building that has had a lot of controversy around it. So I know it's important to the trust to deal with this structure and make sure that it's handled in an adequate way for the city of New Orleans, right?
Absolutely. It's an iconic building in downtown New Orleans. Joe acquired it about 15 years ago in the effort to develop it. He never got around to doing it. So we sought out what we thought, we being the trust, which is me, the best available individual corporations that could put it back into commerce. We did not select the most profitable solicitation. We went with the best, and we couldn't be happier with David Garcia and the Lincoln Avenue team. They're thorough. They're going about it If we can get the funding, I don't know if many people have been in that building since it's been unoccupied for so many years, for over 20. The views from the property will be some of the best in the city. So while it may be low-income housing, which we need, and it'll be a real benefit to the city, Joe's vision of bringing back something, giving back to the city will be developed, and it will be one of the nicest units anyone could occupy in downtown New Orleans.
Yeah. As we move forward to you, David, what do you see as the biggest headwinds or the largest headwind? Is it that $40 million gap that you talked about?
It's really two aspects. In order to get the property back to a part where it's structurally sound and is going to be comfortable for residents living there, it's going to require some changes to the exterior facade. That is usually a challenge for from a preservation standpoint. Fortunately, this building got its historic designation based on kind of the creative foundation system that was used that was then replicated to a number of different buildings in the New Orleans area. But part of it's going to be getting SHPO and NPS comfortable with some of the structural changes that are needed. And equally as important is that $40 million gap. But we've also been working on another project there, the NSA project in the Bywater area, and it also required a pretty substantial contribution of dollars to help make that viable. And us, along with our partner Brian Gibbs, have been able to kind of overcome some pretty big challenges on that side as well. So we're confident with the right team we can overcome these as well.
David, when you say comfortable, I mean, I know that it's been reported that the sway or whatever you call it, I'm not sure what the architectural term is or the engineering term is of the building is a little bit problematic because of the hat design is what we've been told. And there were many folks that looked at it and said the top 10 floors had to come off. But then if you take top 10, you're not able to build as many units, right? So it becomes even less economically feasible. Is that what you're talking about?
That is. So I've been learning a lot more about the structural side of buildings as well, and that's called the drift. So buildings tall are supposed to move a certain amount just for to account for wind and any other earthquakes or things that might happen to it. So it's natural for it to move a little bit. Based on the report that we got from our structural engineer, Plaza Tower currently drifts under a worst case scenario at about 55 inches, which isn't, the building's not going to fall as a function of it, but it's would be very uncomfortable for people at the upper levels of that. So to get it to a point where it meets all code requirements and meets, the requirement of being comfortable that high, they need to get it down to closer to 14 or 15 inches of sway. So to do that, what they're looking at doing is doing something called a mega brace, which if you think of kind of the Lincoln Building in Chicago, some buildings where you can see kind of giant X's throughout the building. Mm-hmm. They can be done in a really cool way. You can do them either inboard or outboard, which is inside the kind of envelope of the building or outside of it. So it's going to be a combination of a mega brace structure with massive columns that are on all four edges of the building from top to bottom. They'll also be including something called a damper, which is a structural reinforcing item that goes likely in somewhere near the top of the building. And if you think of it as if a building is swaying from right to left, this damper at the top keeps it from swaying quite as much. It's kind of a counter lever for structural support. So those are some of the main items. It'll also have supplemental foundations with new piles included. It'll have perimeter grade beams at the bottom that will kind of connect to the mega brace. So the combination of those four or five items that have been recommended will get it back to a point where it's fully comfortable and just like any other high rise in town. Right now, it's just a function of figuring out how much that would cost.
Yeah, if you go, you know, a lot of folks have been at the top of what's it called, Sears Tower in Chicago. And if you pick a fixed object on the horizon against, you know, the backdrop of a beam, you're going to see the building move. You may not be able to totally feel it, but you'll see it. And it's kind of eerie. At 55 inches, that's a lot of movement. And I've actually experienced that in that building, because in my previous life, I was with the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, and we had radio antennas on top of Plaza Tower forever, for a long, long time. And we'd go up on the rooftop of that building, and it was eerie. I mean, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, we've walked it twice, and we're doing it again next week. But when you get up to especially some of those mid-levels, and some of them have windows, some don't right now. But, yeah, it's an eerie feeling up there and quite uncomfortable. So the only way we would
but
do it is
this is not something out of the ordinary, though, for you guys and these types of structures that were constructed many, many years ago, right?
No, I mean, these reinforcements can be done. These similar reinforcings are done, you know, on new construction high rises all around the world. It's a very known way of reinforcing these types of buildings. It's just a little more complicated layer, given that it's historic and you don't want many exterior changes to the building. But in order to save this building, it might require some.
Right. So, realistically, timeline, both to Randy and you, David, what are y'all thinking? I mean, where you get the pieces and parts together, where you have a 100% confidence level, we're off and running.
I'll defer to David on that, but I know that we've been working very hard to make sure that everything that is needed gets in place. All the financing is in order. But from a timeline perspective, David, no more than I.
Yeah, from our standpoint, we should have initial feedback from SHPO and NPS on the historic side sometime in September. We're supposed to get our first iteration of pricing from Woodward around the end of September. And then from there, it's trying to aggregate all the resources from City of New Orleans, State of Louisiana, and we've even submitted requests through Senator Cassidy's office as well. So we're hoping to know by the end of December if we have that magic and missing $40 million available. And if we do, then closing could happen as soon as summer of 2026. And they're anticipating about a 30-month construction schedule, so it would theoretically be complete around the end of 2028.
Well, that would be awesome news. And folks, I got to tell you, there's a lot of people pulling for you. You know, it's something that we obviously need to get done and behind us. And we keep our fingers crossed and wish y'all the best of luck. David Garcia, Vice President and Project Partner at Lincoln Avenue Communities, and Randy Weish, Trustee for the Joe Yeager Estate. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing a lot of this information with our listening audience. I know they appreciate it.
No, thank you. And David, thank you. And now help the citizens of New Orleans know that we're working very hard to make this a reality.
Absolutely. We'll be right back, folks, with Matt Wolf for his final comments. Stay with us.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.